One of cable TV's most unlikely hits takes a final ride tonight.
Right into this world, all alone.
The Sons of Anarchy, the FX blockbuster series about a biker gang, airs its final episode. It caps a 7-season run. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says it's going out at the top of the ratings because it is TV's best soap opera for guys.
Sons of Anarchy is probably the most macho drama on television, featuring a gang of gun-running, porn-making bikers. But the biggest moment of its final season featured a woman, Gemma Teller, mother to biker club president Jax Teller. Gemma admitted killing Jax's wife, Tara, and lying about it, which started a gang war. And when she finally came clean, Jax insisted she pay the ultimate price.
I loved Tara very much. This is not an excuse. I barely remember what happened that night.
But it happened.
My baby boy. It's time. I'm ready.
This is a story about the Queen and the Prince.
Sons of Anarchy creator and executive producer Kurt Sutter cast his wife, former Married with Children star Katie Sagal, as Gemma. First, Sutter planned to make Gemma a background player.
I always had envisioned Gemma as sort of being like the Nancy Marchand character in The Sopranos, kind of in the background and kind of pushing buttons and pulling strings, but not necessarily the key manipulator.
Nothing gets in the way of me taking care of my family, especially my conscience.
Strong female characters like Gemma help draw female viewers. The show's season premiere this year topped ratings across TV for men and women. But the show mostly plays like a soap opera for guys, filled with melodrama, along with violence, sex, and a macho swagger that appeals to male fantasies.
You know, and I say this all the time, you know, my show is Pulp Fiction.
Sutter created the show in 2008, imagining a California version of The Sopranos.
I straddle that line of absurdity a lot of the times, and for me, if I had a complete, accurate retelling of this world, it just would not be a fun show.
Fans called it Hamlet on motorcycles, with a young Jax rising to leadership in a gang originally led by his stepfather, who had secretly killed his father. But that changed in 2012 when Sutter added former NYPD Blue star Jimmy Smits as Nero Padilla, a Latino gang leader and new boyfriend for Gemma. Even Smits is surprised he's still around now, citing the show's quality as one reason.
There's a dynamic that happens with an audience that they like getting a kind of 1-2 punch. They like being able to know about a world and think they know who the characters are, thinking, how is Bobby going to react? How is Jax going to? Because I know Jax. How are they going to react?
Smits's character also helped Sons of Anarchy become more multicultural. Early seasons showed a pretty racist and homophobic biker group. Now one member has fallen in love with a preoperative transgender woman, while Latino and black characters are close allies.
Just as the show has been an equal opportunity offender, you know, that every ethnic group gets their little hits, it's been a bastion of inclusiveness on so many different levels.
Sons of Anarchy creator and executive producer Kurt Sutter won't dish finale details, saying the show ends pretty much how he planned years ago.
Hopefully we'll be seen as something original and important in terms of putting something different and diverse on screen that, you know, doesn't involve people walking out to crime scenes or down a hospital corridor.
That may be the best thing you can say about a show that's always found the humanity in the biggest outlaws on television. I'm Eric Deggans.
The king is dead. The life goes on. The loser.